Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. And so He can get you the money. He can restore the relationship. Amen. Yes, He can. You know that addiction, 30 years and ongoing? He can get rid of that. Amen. He can help you. He can talk to you through an animal. He can talk to you through the TV. He can talk to you through a child. Amen. He can talk to you through watching a cloud go by. God's got a way that He can get your attention like that, and He can give you a word, and you say, oh my God, I see it. I got three words today. Three. God gave me three things today, and I'm like, just, you're kidding me. In fact, let me tell you the one. So I'm coming out of, I took my dogs. I got three Shih Tzu. Pray for me. And so I took them to the parlor to go and get groomed and look pretty, you understand? The dogs have to look pretty. So I took them, and it's my Wednesday. I like to study. And I thought, well, while I'm there, you know, I'll drop them off. I'm going to shoot into Walmart. I need to pick something up, and I'll come home. So I go. I'm in Walmart. I'm coming out. I'm getting in my car, and I hear from across two lanes down, I hear, excuse me, are you Mr. Curry? No, when I hear Mr. Curry, I'm on, no, that's not me. You know what I'm talking about? When they call me Mr. Curry, you know there's trouble coming, or you think? But anyway, and there I turn around, there's this African-American woman, pretty lady, and aren't you Mr. Curry? I said, yes. She says, you're a pastor. I said, yes. She says, you know, I sang in your church about 8 years ago in the mall, and we had a great night. And you know, that's amazing. She says, my husband, his name is Kai. You're laughing, you know why, right? Kai, tonight with my wife, is working in synergy on music that they're producing for us, God music. And she says, Kai's my husband. We just got married. Oh, wow. I met him a day ago. Yeah. I mean, what are the chances? Wow. Come on. And now I was contemplating, am I going to fast every Wednesday or was it just for today? And she says, I was praying and fasting. And God dropped that word in me. He says, you're going to fast. Amen. So God told me. So I'll just fast on Wednesdays until He tells me otherwise. But God can get a message to you through the strangest of circumstances. Amen. I hope this can help some of us. Amen. Because, you know, you might think there's no chance. There is a chance. Amen. Lord, if you had only been here, Lazarus would not have died if you were here. And then the other sister comes. Lord, had you been here, he would have still been alive today. And then the disciples, before they left, Lazarus is sick and he's dead. Let's go visit him. And Jesus said, he's sleeping. Yeah. Come on. And he's dead 4 days in the tomb. And Jesus says, come up. Can God do things in your life? Can God turn it around? Can God make it happen? Can God stand on your behalf and fight? Please, there are no hopeless cases. It doesn't look good. It might seem like, where are we going to get it? Our church in Haiti, we don't know what we're going to do. We need a church over here. How am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't know, but I know someone who does know. I don't know how we ended up here. but I know the one who put us here. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know how the hurricane took us out. Our school and our church wiped us out in one morning. Totally destroyed. 100%, 700 kids displaced. Nowhere to go, no church to go. And the next week we're standing in our own building we own. And the kids are all in school. And now we own 76,000 square feet of school. Come on. I don't know how we do it, but I know the one who did it. Do you understand? You've got to understand the presence and the power of God. Amen. God can do absolutely anything. Amen. Wow. I'm telling you, I can tell you stories all night with people just being a couple that hadn't spoken to each other, their kids, for 40 years. 40 years didn't speak. And then one prayer during a service like we had on Sunday. And we said, and I just spoke it out of my mouth. I didn't even know. I said, someone's going to contact you. I haven't spoken to you in years. That same day, they connected and made up. Amen. How can God do that stuff? I don't know. It's God. He just does. Amen. Amen. And God's given us a wonderful way that we can operate through prayer. We can operate through prayer. The warfare of power and prayer. Wow. Praise God. And let me tell you something. When you get into this position with God, all things are possible. Amen. Those that drop to their knees will stand high on their feet. Amen. Tell you right now. Now, a lot of people do that on their knees to impress people around them. You've got your reward. Just, you know, be done with you. That's it. God's not into that. God is looking for a heart that is submissive to Him. It's only once, submit to Him. And if you can get the pose of prayer, and it doesn't have to be on your knees, because some people can't get on their knees. I'm talking about the heart. The heart needs to be on the knees. Amen. You see, some people say, yeah, I'm on my knees, but I'm still standing up inside. You understand? You told me I've got to do this. Sure, I'll do it, but I'm still standing up inside. And God is looking for a person with the right heart, the way David was, a heart after God's own heart. And God will do anything for you. Look what He did with a slingshot. Can you imagine David standing up here telling the story? Have you ever thought of that? Imagine David, King David. I want to remind you back when I was 15. And the armies, the whole Israeli army, were petrified because of one man that stood 9.5 feet tall. He was a warrior and a war man from his youth. And this man had an armor bearer with him, carrying his shield. His spear was like a weaver's beam. It would go through metal. Can you imagine? Can you imagine David standing here? And I came at him. Saul tried to give me his equipment. I said, no, this is not me. It doesn't fit me. Be yourself. Be who God called you to be. Don't try to be someone else. And Saul tried to make him like him. But Saul had already fallen. And David didn't want that. David said, no, I'm David. God's called me different than He's called you. I'm going in there and I'm taking a slingshot. Here's your sword. Here's your shield. And I saw that giant who'd been keeping them at bay for 40 days and 40 nights. And every day he'd stand up and he'd defy the armies of God. And I just came here to bring my brother some cheese and bread who were in the army. And yet comes this giant in the morning and I heard him. I said, and this giant was screaming, who are you going to send to defy me? You've got a dead God and all this kind of nonsense. And I said, what? And then I went to someone, I said to him, hey, what's that all about? He said, oh, this guy's kept us here for 40 days and 40 nights. Really? Yeah, and the person who kills him, going to marry the king's daughter, never pay taxes again, and get all the land they want. Say, what? Are you sure you heard that right? Yeah. I'm just going to go and check. Hold on 1 second. Hey, bro, what happened there? Apparently the person who kills this guy, what's going to happen to them? Well, he gets to marry the king's daughter, and he gets tax-free for the rest of his life, and he gets all the land he wants. Really? And he goes to a third one. Can you explain to me what's going to happen to the person who kills this uncircumcised Philistine? Yeah, he gets a king's daughter, he gets tax-free, exempt all his life, and he gets all this land. Okay, let's do it. So I decided that day, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity. Come on. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. While the whole of Israel is shaking and scared and trembling in their boots, the king, who was the biggest of them all, who should have been the one first out there and take this guy down. And he says, I will take him down, O king, but you're nothing but a youth. Yeah, but I killed a lion when he tried to steal one of my sheep. He's a shepherd now. He's a shepherd. So when you're involved in helping people's lives, God helps you. Amen. Come on, he's a shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. David was an under shepherd. Hello. And then when a bear came and tried to steal one of the sheep, I killed him too. Telling Saul. So, O king, this Philistine will be nothing before me. You're a ruddy youth. What are you talking about? I can do this. I got this. So eventually, out of desperation, the king says to him, okay, have at it. What are you going to use? I've got a sling. A sling for a 9.5-foot giant who's full of armor. He's got a shield. He's got a sword. He's got a spear. Are you serious? You got a sling? A slingshot? Yep. O king, the battle's not mine. The battle is the Lord's. Those are David's words. The battle is the Lord's. That sickness, the battle is the Lord's. And he's already got the victory for that sickness. And so he goes with his sling. And on the way down, he picks up the 5 little pebbles. And he takes one, he puts it in the sling. And Goliath came running at me. Pretend I'm him now. And he has already said to me, you little ruddy rat. They're sending me a schoolboy with sticks and stones. What do you think? I'm a dog. I'm going to kill you and I'm going to feed your carcass to the fowls of the air. Done. David said, you finished? You done? Big mouth, you done? Let me tell you what's going to happen here. You're not coming against me. You're coming against God. And the battle's not mine, it's his. And you are coming and trying to defy the armies of the living God. Let me tell you how it's going to go down. We're taking you down and your whole tribe is going down. And I'm going to kill you personally. And I'm going to feed you to the fowls of the air. And he spoke 5 times. I spoke 5 times more than he did. Amen. 5 times more than the giant. I spoke. Yeah. And you can't run at your giant with your mouth shut.
Come on. Amen.
Right? It's story time tonight, so just have fun. I am. And the giant looks at him, and David runs to him. There's no fear. There's no doubt. There's no unbelief. There's no what if I don't get healed. There's no what if the money doesn't come. There's no what if the marriage breaks up. There's no what if. No what ifs. He runs at this guy. Fully persuaded, like Abraham was fully persuaded. Amen. And he had a child at 100 years of age. He was fully persuaded. You could not stop David.
Amen.
You could not stop David, that little boy, running at a 9.5-foot giant. Are you kidding me? Sweet Lord. And he runs at him, swinging that, and he lets fly. And the Holy Spirit grabs that little pebble and says, okay, boom, in the forehead. He drops down dead. He was dead before he hit the ground. From a stone? A giant from a stone? The battle's God's. And then David goes, true to his word, he takes his sword and he cuts off Goliath's head. Yeah. And the fowls of the air fed on their carcasses. And now the lie comes in some more because they said, if you win, then we'll be your servants and slaves. But if I win, then you'll be our slaves. That's our agreement. Yeah, right. The devil will always lie. And so when he had won, they all turned and ran. So much for, yeah, we are, we're your slaves. They ran. And they were chased down and defeated. God can turn your situation around.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with you.